You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. It's that undiscovered story that begs to be told, the one that makes you see our Central Valley in a whole different light. That's the mission of the Big Tell Film Festival running this Friday at the Tower Theater in Fresno. 10 filmmakers, 10 mini documentaries. FM89 News Director Alice Daniel talks to Laura Maciel from the Central Valley Community Foundation about the second year of this unique storytelling project.
Thank you, Laura, for joining us today. Tell us about the genesis of the Big Tell.
The genesis of it is that we're opening up to filmmakers of the Central Valley so that they can tell their stories if they had a particular one they'd really love to tell that they're passionate about, and we would provide the funding to produce that film.
But why is it called the Big Tell?
The reasoning for that is it's a big story, but no one knows about it. And so that's always the hard part, is for people to produce these films, they need the support for it.
And you were saying that the Central Valley is known for its agriculture, but there's also just so many more interesting, diverse stories. People overcome incredible hardships here. There's so many cultures, so many communities, so much history. And that's part of what you're looking for, right? Telling some of these fascinating stories.
Yes, exactly. I feel like in general, every area, when you think of it, when people say, oh, you're from California, so you must be from the beach. And I go, oh, no, I'm from Fresno. Oh, ag land. I'm like, sure.
Ag yes, land. That and more.
That and more. So we definitely wanted to change the narrative of Fresno, start sharing these incredible stories that people might not get the chance to hear. People tend to get in their day-to-day routine where they don't get the opportunity to see these kinds of stories. So we really wanted to be able to showcase all that Fresno has to offer.
And the Central Valley Community Foundation covers 6 counties, correct?
Yes, we have 6 counties in our service area: Madera, Merced, Mariposa, Fresno, and then Tulare and Kings counties.
And so you have at least one film from each of those counties?
Yes, that was something that we wanted to make sure we had. We wanted to make sure that we had a filmmaker or a story at least from every county.
And so this year, you said 75 people applied for these grants. You chose 10. Some of them are not filmmakers or were not filmmakers originally. Maybe they're filmmakers now, right? How did you narrow it down to those 10?
We looked at the story overall. We wanted to make sure there was a strong kind of storyline there, because some people came with the same story, except some people already had ideas of who they wanted to interview, who they wanted to make sure had a prominent voice in the story. So they already had kind of an idea there. So that's typically what we look at. We don't look at a filmmaker's experience because we feel like that limits the stories that can be told. So we encourage amateur filmmakers, student filmmakers, professionals, anyone who has a story to tell.
So it was more about the idea and whether you thought the person could follow through on that.
Yes.
And you said CMAC, or Community Media Access Collaborative, is part of this?
Yes, they are generous enough. They are helping our filmmakers through their memberships that they have at CMAC. So if they needed any classes on editing, production, lighting, any classes that they need, they'd be able to take those. They also are helping with the Big Tell overall, which is the day of, they're going to be there helping us kind of produce the whole show.
So let's go over some of the films. There's one that profiles the first African-American heart surgeon in the Central Valley. Tell me about him.
Oh, yes. This story is going to be produced by a filmmaker named Orlando Gomez. He is here from Fresno, and he is producing a film on the first African-American heart surgeon who actually had gotten his start in tailoring. So he was a tailor growing up. He then went on to World War II and fought in the war. And when he came back, he ended up settling in Fresno.
So we have a clip of him talking about this connection between his experience as a tailor when he was younger and his experience as a heart surgeon later.
And when I was 16, I was an expert custom tailor. I could make anything: gloves, caps, fur coats, dresses, suits. I could make everything because I learned everything from scratch. Being a tailor, what it tells you is that you have hand-eye coordination. You can take something that doesn't look like something and make it into something that is productive and valuable. You build up your self-esteem with production, not with just attitude.
Just hearing that one quote makes me want to see that film.
Oh, yes. That was my favorite quote. Dr. Marius is just amazing.
And he's how old?
I believe he's 96.
And then there's another story about Fresno's young muralist and their connection to artists who painted murals as part of the Chicano movement in the 60s and 70s. And then you've got another clip from filmmaker Ripon Sindar, and she did a film about the Sikh community and Seva, which is Day of Service.
When a community comes together with love and service as its foundation, it becomes unbreakable. When we let love be in our every act of service, we build a bond that raises a resilient future. We weave hope into every generation, carrying the spirit of our ancestors, who reminds us that our roots are of farm workers. We honor the indigenous land that feeds us, cooking meals in kitchens hungry for justice. Art in every movement, we paint our own stories and wake up every morning to life in this valley. This is our Seva.
This is a good example of a filmmaker who is from the Central Valley, and she did a piece on the Central Valley, but now she lives outside. Is that correct?
She is a filmmaker from Los Angeles. She is originally from Selma, and when she saw the call from filmmakers, she was, I think, one of the first ones to apply. She was very excited for this opportunity, and she said, as soon as we looked at the application, I'm like, oh, she's from Los Angeles. But then we kept reading and go, oh, but it's based on the Fresno Sikh community. So
the filmmakers don't necessarily have to be from the Central Valley, but they do have to have some connection.
Yes. So they have to have at least some sort of connection, or the story itself has to be from the Central Valley.
The grants are for $5,000, but there are no restrictions on how the filmmakers use the grants. One filmmaker last year did something very unique with her money, something that inspired one of this year's grant winners to apply. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. That is one of our favorite stories. Rebecca Adams was a student in Mariposa High School, and they had cut some of their film classes that they were able to take. So she saw the call for The Big Tell. She applied, and she had gotten accepted, and she was doing a film on the literacy program at the Mariposa County Library. That was last year's film. So the film's called Literacy Empowers. And she produced the film and she got the grant. And they took that grant money and they bought a lot of different equipment and created filmmaking workshops that they do through the library now for students for free.
So she used the money to offer workshops to other people. Mm-hmm. And one of the people who took the workshop was a librarian who narrated last year's film. And now she is part of The Big Tell this year.
Yes. So Karen Dusek, she is a librarian at the Mariposa County Library. She was involved in Rebecca's film. She was the narrator for the film. She helped produce the film. But she doesn't have any filmmaking experience. But after this whole experience, she decided, well, hey, I want to come back and submit my own film idea, her film is called Just Stuff. And it focuses on a Mariposa artist who had lost all of his belongings in the Del Wire fire a couple years ago. And it just goes through the whole process of how he lost a lot of his belongings, a lot of belongings that were very close, if not more valuable than some of the artifacts that you can find in a museum. He had an incredible collection and a lot of his own projects there. And he just goes into saying, you know, this is just stuff. I still have my health. And yes, I may have lost a lot of materialistic things, but I still have a lot more to gain.
And so there are a total of 10 films that will air. What happens to these films after they run Friday?
After they run, the filmmakers are able to use the film for whatever they'd like. Some filmmakers typically use this as promotional pieces for some of the work that they're doing. Some of them have actually expressed interest in creating an even bigger film and just using ours as more of like a teaser for it, which we were very excited for. I mean, if this ends up being a bigger project, then that's very exciting.
And it'll also be on your website.
Yes, we put all of our films on our website at thebigtell.org. We also put them on our YouTube channel, and then CMAC will be there to film the whole showcase, so people will be able to see the showcase as well.
And do you anticipate doing this for years to come?
We are hoping very much so. We had such success last year that we did decide to bring it back. We're hoping that if this year continues its success, then we keep doing this for future years.
Again, the Big Tell Film Festival takes place this Friday at 7 p.m. at the Tower Theater in Fresno. You can reserve tickets online through the Central Valley Community Foundation. Thank you again.
Thank you.